Now that when I was in the Senate and president, we didn't have that much contact with the president, but we did meet with that liaison committee, I think once a week. And it used to be, it started out as what they called the Blue Ribbon Committee, and that sounded too elite, you know, so the Senate decided they would change the name of it to the liaison committee. And we met with Dr. Ingram, I believe it was once a week, but I'm not sure. And occasionally, the vice president for student affairs would call the president in and talk. And I talked with Dr. Carlton at the time, Jack Carlton. He sort of kept up with what the Senate was doing, and we would invite him occasionally to come and talk to the Senate over issues. One of the issues that came up when I was Senate president was this thing of retrenchment. Y'all remember that? Are we worried about these low producing programs, low enrollment, and say like, and they're having the same problem now, I think, deciding whether or not to continue those programs. They started on physics, and we said we couldn't imagine, and a philosophy, a full-fledged university calling itself such without those two departments, no matter how low the attendance or the graduation rate is. Says it just seems to me, we did, Senate felt that way. And of course, I was on the chemistry and physics staff, and we felt pretty strongly ourselves. There wasn't a physics department at the time when I retired. I retired in 1996, I'll get it right in a minute, as the first retiree from the physics department at MTSU. So that's the one thing I've got that nobody else can claim, that they graduated the first year there was a physics department. I don't mean graduated, I mean graduated from teaching.